Thanks for dropping around. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to the one, the only, Inspiring Workplaces Humor at Work. So you know what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. I got thinking about this having just come back from fabulous summer holiday vacation with my wife and I, where we toured Iceland and Norway. If you go, and I highly recommend you do go, but please pack a raincoat. Just one helpful little hint. Anyways, we had this amazing time. We savored mouth-watering food. We met fabulously kind people. We absorbed some jaw-dropping scenery. And we kept our sense of humor in check with visits to such offbeat places as the Big Lebowski Bar and the Icelandic Phallological Museum. Yes, a phallological museum, the one and only in Iceland. So it was a wacky, fun, great, amazing time. And since we are returning from a European vacation, I thought I'd talk about how to survive going on holidays, which might sound like a weird comment that we need to survive holidays, but here's the deal. A European study found that 23% of vacationers noticed no difference in how rested they felt when they returned from their time away. None, zero, zippo, an astounding 17% actually reported feeling worse after their vacation. This is likely why so many people grumble about needing a vacation to recover from their vacation. The line between our personal lives and work lives is exceedingly thin. Our work has a huge impact on our personal lives, and the reverse is also true. What happens on our vacations or during any of our downtime can have a huge impact on how we cope with stress at work, our creativity, productivity, and our workplace morale. So when it comes to your vacation, are you ensuring there's enough rest and relaxation time built in? Are you managing expectations during your vacation and communicating effectively about what your priorities are during your time off? This is especially critical if it's an obligation, a vacation where you are obliged to visit the relatives. Can you build a cushion of an extra day off to decompress after returning to the office from your vacation? And how will you handle checking in with the office when you're away? Do you have a plan that you can commit to that will work for everyone? Be intentional about planning enough fun and downtime in your off hours, because what happens in Vegas, baby, doesn't always stay in Vegas. And now my fun at work tip. As I was doing this podcast, you know, it was Take Your Poet to Work Week, which is kind of a wacky one. So why not? We don't have to wait for that 1 week, which falls in July. You can do this anytime. Why not do a contest, as some of my clients have done, for the funniest, most powerful, or most creative work-related poem? Post them on a display, publish the winning entries on your internet site or your website, and award prizes for the most creative poems that convey an inspiring sentiment about your workplace. And the quote of the week from documentary filmmaker Alex Gibney: sometimes when you get blocked, the road around the block ends up being more interesting than things might have been had the doors in front of you opened up. I love that quote. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, yes, since I was mentioning visiting the Phallological Museum, which is not an easy word to say, by the way, in Iceland, which Time magazine, by the way, listed as the world's weirdest museum, so I thought I'd share some other weird, wacky museums from around the world. In my neck of the woods, for example, a place that I visit and wrote about in What's So Funny About Alberta, the Torrington, Alberta Stuffed Gopher Museum. You really must visit this if you come to Alberta ever. Or in Croatia, there's the Museum of Broken Relationships. There's the Kansas Barbed Wire Museum for all the barbed wire enthusiasts out there. There's the Medieval Torture Instruments Museum in Amsterdam. In Massachusetts, they have the Museum of Bad Art. In England, there is a dog collar museum. And in Tennessee, I'm pretty sure the one and only Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum. So just a few of the quirky, weird museums to add to your next holidays. Well, until next time, folks, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.